Okay. Thank you, Yisrael.
Booked up, everyone? Right. I'm not going to go through all of these, actually. Number of them not, because it's quite a long list.
Nice.
Yeah. But, so let's be a bit selective. Okay. So, the first one, right? So that's going all the way back, wow, to the Mishnah. Yeah?
Okay.
So it says, basically, that we get this this woman to actually hold a very, very heavy bowl of mincha.
Oh, right? This is the question you asked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and we say the Mishnah says it's right kadei liyaga to tar her out, yeah. And basically, the Gemara comes out in the Gemara that we want her to be tarred so that she'll kind of confess, right?
Right.
Basically, in the Gemara, it says that we ask about how do we know that? Maybe it's really because we don't want to have to destroy Hashem's name. And the answer is no, because this is all happening kind of after we've already destroyed Hashem. Like we've already kind of dissolved it. Yeah.
What?
Right. No, but the problem is that the Gemara is asking. Maybe it's not because she confesses. Maybe it's because we just don't want to dissolve Hashem's name. Right. So the answer the Gemara gives is yeah. No, this is actually this whole thing. The mincha holding the mincha is after we've already dissolved the parchment. Yeah. In which case, the only reason is to get her to confess. That's just the Gemara, right?
Sounds okay?
Yeah, it is. Clear? We'll look at the Gemara, Gil.
Yeah? The basic question then is, so it comes out, right? Again, we're trying to get her to hold this heavy mincha to tire out and confess, even after, right, we've dissolved the Megillah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the question that Tosfos asked, which I'm bothered by, whatever, mm-hmm. is that we actually said before that there were two things we do, yeah? Before we dissolve the Megillah, Ma'ayim Mosa, in order to get her to, you know, to confess, right? And then after we dissolve the Megillah, we want to say, no, Ma'ayim Mosa to actually drink, yeah? And we say, you know, we want her to stand on her feet, yeah? And make sure that she stands up, you know, if she's tall, she's tall, right? So the problem is, yeah, that's what we said, like, some time ago, yeah? And the problem is, obviously, that you know, it seems that after, you know, the Megillah has been resolved, we should be encouraging her to drink and she should tar her, and yet here it sounds like, no, we're trying to cut and kind of tar her out so she confesses. So what is it, yeah? Are we trying to get her to confess, or are we trying to get her to stand on her principles and, you know?
Is it Stirim Gomorrahs?
Yeah, Stirim Gomorrahs. So Tosfos, right. This is number one, Tosfos says, right, Hayakashu Rebbe Va'amar Mela'el, Dela'acha Shenimcha Megillah Ma'aymim Aleha Shetishta. Right, we kind of try to encourage her to drink, yeah? Which is the question, yeah? V'nira da'alkocha isle l'meimah da'reb laza leis le'iyum shetishta. Right, afilu acha mechikasa Megillah. So the answer is that our Gemara in Achanami is not going with that opinion, yeah? So it's kind of a stira and in Achanami, yeah? Fine, so that's Tosfos' answer, yeah? So I just wanted to also bring Tosfos Yontif, who deals with this, but in a different way.
Right.
So that's the
right.
Second one here, yeah? I don't know whether thoughts about how to resolve it.
No, but we haven't learned the sugis for coming up. There's a machlok between Rabbi Akiva and other opinions. If we depends if she's how she refuses, if she's clear or she's it depends on her. Sometimes if she refuses and we know that she just doesn't want to drink, right? It kind of says she shows she's guilty.
Mm. So this could be. I think this right. is on the lines of what you're saying.
Yeah.
So let's have a look. Yeah.
Well, that's because I've learnt ahead.
Take the credit. Okay, Tosfos Yontif, right? Lekach nirali, right? The lo amru ma'arim ella lo meris eni shota, right? We're only trying to be particular about someone who says, right, eni shota, yeah, that I don't want to drink.
Right.
So if someone says eni shota, right, de lav kol kaminei, right, then you know that they can't all go with her, yeah. We don't want to dissolve the parchment and then find that you're going to carry her out, yeah, and say, no, eni shota, you know, right? Shlachas nimcha kashem, right, shetamod basafik. So then it's going to end up being, right, that Hashem's name has been erased, yeah, and she's going to say, no, I just don't want to drink, and I'll get divorced kind of thing, but I don't want to drink, and like, you know, and she's going to be besuffic. That we're not happy with, yeah. Aval ein miyagim osa shetoda, right, betoma tameani. So once again, so beforehand, where we were trying to encourage her to drink, yeah, that's just just as opposed to saying, no, I don't want to drink, yeah, and from being left in the suffix after Hashem's name has been erased. But that's not contradictory to what we're saying here. Here, we're trying to see if you can actually confess and say, Tmei'ani, yeah? V'az lo ichpat lan b'michichas Hashem. And that's, you know, if we have soft kosov, if we have clarity, yeah? So either clarity is because she drinks and that clarifies things, because she's taho or she's tamei, depending on whether she blows up or not. Or we have clarity because she actually says, Tmei'ani, because she's tired out and her resistance is gone and at that stage she's going to confess, yeah? All those scenarios where we end up having clarity, we're fine with, yeah? She'ein b'shtitasa klum, because we don't really care that say she needs to drink, as long as we know we have a bottom line. So in that case, the two things were resolved, yeah? Right? Beforehand, the reason why, once again, we tell her, stand on your principles, is to avoid her saying, you know, any shota, I don't want to drink, yeah? And being left besuffic. We say, no, if you think you're tall, go ahead and drink, you'll be fine, yeah? That's not contradictory to here, right? Where even though the Megillah has been dissolved, yeah, we're going to tire her out because here we're trying to say, well, maybe she'll confess and she'll say to Tmei'ani, yeah? So as long as we have clarity, either she drinks and we have clarity, or she actually says to Tmei'ani and therefore we have clarity, we're fine. The only thing, according to Tosafot, we don't want is where she cowers out and says, I don't want to drink.
Beautiful. It's not what I was saying, but I was on the lines, though, because there's certain situations where she doesn't drink and it's considered clarity.
Uh-huh.
I was on a good track, but that was definitely a lot more clear.
Okay, saved it.
And it was also nice, but also it sounds like the shame did its job as well.
Right,
he was saying that it brought about the situation.
It brought about the situation of that was clarity.
Right.
Exactly. So we don't want to dissolve Hashem's name and then steal the okay. Now I'm going to jump actually a bit, right, to question three, yeah? This is just an interesting point being brought out. So it's not so complicated, even though it's the grizz, so you might have thought, So the Gemara says, Rashaim Kohen Litain Latocha Yayim Hashem Devash, right? So the Kohenim on the Shirayim, yeah, that they're going to eat to the Mincha, right? They can mix in all sorts of a normal Mincha, yeah? They can mix in all sorts of nice things, yeah? Like Yayim, Shemen, and Devash, right? So we asked my time, what's the reason for a normal mincha that the leftovers, the kohen, can mix in all these nice things and make it all yummy? Yeah. So amakra lemoshcha, right? Because there's a pasuk that says lemoshcha, you should eat it in a kingly, regal way. Yeah. So the question here is, well, wait a second, if we've got a pasuk telling you eat it in a regal way, which means with wine and everything else, yeah, then why is it just rishayim? Rishayim means it's permissible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's bothering the grizz, yeah, the Chiddush Griz.
Meaning you should be obligated.
Should be obligated, exactly. So it says here, Vagon at Sadik Rav Zev Av Bastin Debrisk, yeah?
Okay.
Ama Kila Olam Chova. It is actually an obligation. Makomakom, right? Rakashas, right? Vagam Harambam, Lo Nachis, right? They didn't kind of use that language, Hacha, Lashminam Shehei Chova. Why not, yeah? So, i.e., in reality, it is obligation, but the Rambam who follows the Gemara all use this lashon of it's kind of rishayim, permissible, yeah. Shum da'ari hacha lashmin an gam etzem din haheta shlo nomar kamosha asur litain shem and levon bechelek hanikrav. Because you might have said, well, listen, the part that actually goes up, onto the mizbeach, you don't have shem and levona, right? Hacha nami asur bechelek hanechel. So you might have thought, well, in that case here also, the part that's eaten, yeah, for the sota, yeah, you're not allowed to have it, yeah. But Kainvan, right, didinhu deleka issa, and therefore, since we have a pasuk that says, no, there's not, the moshcha, so memela huchova, mipasa din, to the moshcha gedola. Anyway, bottom line is, yeah, in a chanami, the answer is that even the Gemara says Rishayim, right, that it's permissible, actually he learns out that it really is because of the moshka, it would actually be a chov, right? You're meant to add in these ingredients. Okay, so all right. Kohanim, be aware.
Yeah.
You have to learn.
Yeah, we haven't, yeah.
Yeah?
So Ellie went to the other ones today.
Ah, okay.
So it's what? Ellie, Kohan.
Yeah. So let your Kohanim friends know that, they're meant to, that it's obligations. Don't get confused and think it's just permissible.
So I understood because like we have the Mashiach. Yeah, but the Mashiach, the anointed one, but it means that Mashiach is like a king as well. The Savior is we anoint the king with oil. It's a sign of greatness.
I didn't understand in the first time the mashka relates directly to the shat. Is that the word? That's the word.
Yes, the mashka. That's what it said. That's what Gil just asked.
No.
I mean, you have to eat it in a fashion of, in a kingly fashion.
Regal Productions.
Yeah. So it's got to look. It's got to look fancy. You know, it's got to be, you know, lavish. It's a chiyuv as well.
Yeah, that's what
we just found out.
According to the Grizz. Right. Okay, now let's jump to number six. Yeah. So bottom line was, right, that we say that the reason why it has to be chadasha, right? We start off with Rav Shmuel, yeah. It says that the kli cheres that you have to use has to be a new one, right? New earthenware cup, right? And we initially tried one kind of drasha, but kind of came a little bit unstuck in terms of comparing to the Mitzorah. And Rav therefore said, no, I tell you what, it's basically. It's the one. It's the same kli, right? Cheves that we've said before. Yeah. Where's the Gemara? Let's have a look. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm a Rava. I'm a Kra. The kli cheves. When it says kli cheves, kli she'amarti l'cha kavar. Right. And that's how you know it needs to be chadash. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here is, yeah, that seemed to be the chora within Rabbi Shmuel, right? But what about the Rabbanon? Now, the Rabbanon disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel because there was a machlokes as to whether also you need Mayim Chayim, right? Do you need, like we have by the Mitzorah, right? So Rabbi Shmuel said, yeah, you didn't need Mayim Chayim, yeah? And the, you know, what came out of the Kior was, in fact, like spring water, was Mayim Chayim, yeah? And we know the Rabbanon said, no, that's not true. Like, you know, it's not Mayim Chayim, yeah? So Rabbanon don't need Mayim Chayim, so that for sure is different, yeah, from the Mitzorah. But what about this? Would they be able to learn this drasha, right? B'kli cheres is kli she'amarti l'cha kavar, right? And therefore still say it needs to be chadasha. So you've got shaking, no. So
specifically on the clay, that's
what? What's the mute on the kli?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh, you mean it's just a din of Rabbi Shmuel? So you're saying only Rabbi Shmuel says you need chadasha, and all these drushas are just even Rava's drusha at the end is also just for Rabbi Shmuel.
That's what it seems like.
No, Rava's not for Rabbi Shmuel though.
No, but it still comes.
Why is Rava for Rabbi Shmuel? Well, Rashi says no.
Yeah, but no, the first Rava, he's saying. Same Rava, Amakra, the one we just read. I'm a Rava, Amakra, B'kli Cheves, B'kli Shamati L'cha Kabal.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah. That's a simple understanding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, correct. That's a simple understanding.
Yeah,
it's
simple.
I'm going to get smashed
on that. No, you're correct. First of all, you've got, there's no one can take that away from you. You are correct. That is a simple understanding, or at least how I presented it.
Yeah, so that's a simple understanding. Yes. So my question here is...
The reason why Rabban said he wouldn't need my client.
And that's for sure, yeah. So once again, Rabbanon definitely don't need Manchan, and therefore the clear they didn't agree with first Russia. And the question is, I'm saying now here, right, is it possible that this second Russia could be even according to Rabbanon? So the simple thing maybe you'd say, like you're saying, no, this is all within Rabbi Shmuel, yeah? But I just wanted to open people's perspective and show that at least some people don't, some people hold it's also for the Rabbanon, yeah. So this is the Tosfos Yom Tov, yeah? So Tosfos Yom Tov says, "Venirali de Rava, this second Russia, af Rabbanon de Rabbi Shmuel." Yeah, he's even coming to Rabbanon, right? De lo boy maim chayim, right? Still moda bekli de boy chadasha. Ooh, that's something new. Yeah, that he wants to say that they would still agree that it needs to be chadasha, right? Mishum de lav gezei reshavahi, right? Azu ela haras makom. Because this drasha, why shouldn't they agree to? Yeah. We said that the problem we like the reason why we said it can't be Rabbanon, yeah, and it's only Rabbi Shmuel is because we said that it was like a Gezeirah Shavah. And if it's a Gezeirah Shavah with Mitzorah, then just as Mitzorah needs Mayim Chayim, so too has to be Mayim Chayim. And we know the Rabbanon disagree with that. Yeah, that's clear, right? But here is not a Gezeirah Shavah. This drasha is just saying, listen, yeah, this is B'Kli Cheres. What's Kli Cheres? See above, yeah, the Kli Cheres above is Mitzorah, right? So, you know, Rabbanon could agree with that.
It could be, it depends on you on the Gemara, it could be that pasuk of Klisha and Marti the Kavar is coming to justify you using the Gezeirah Shavah.
Ooh, okay, that's interesting.
That was something that,
Because the problem was that, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, the thing is, the Gezeirah Shavah did get schlogged up.
Yeah, that's the reason that, right. Yeah, so that's how I was, yeah.
Yeah? Because we said, if you... The problem with the Gezeirah Shavah is, yeah, what we're saying is, the Gezeirah Shavah should be, like, everything. Everything. And we know it's not everything. We know for sure that there are all these things, yeah, we don't learn from, like, you know, we don't learn from the Torah. Like, we don't, we know, you know, that, that Eretz and Erez and Azor and
Shkita
lost.
That's what Gil's learned. I didn't think that was what he meant, though. That's what Gil's, he said, but in other words, those should be in, you, that, that's a miracle that you can't
right,
learn.
Right, but it's the same thing. It's two sides of the same coin.
I'm saying the same thing. I don't understand it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, because if it's a Gezeirah, I stand to the same point, which is that
okay, fine,
if it's a Gezeirah Shavah, then and it should go. But yeah,
he's
but
more broad. He,
yeah,
he's,
but,
he's
no,
open to your reality.
It's a Pirkei. But Pirkei shows you that they're different. Yeah, yeah. And therefore, you know, you can't learn the Gezeirah Shavah. Right. Yeah, I think maybe there's a subtle difference. Maybe you're right. But I'm saying, I just always think the two sides of the same coin.
The thing is, though, the Rabbanim are still utilizing that specific logic back on the Metzora Kli. They're saying, right, that Kli.
Yeah, that's what you're suggesting.
What is that Kli?
Yeah.
That Kli has to be new. How do we know that Kli is new? Because the drosh is that just like the Kli and the Mayim Kayim.
Right.
So the Rabbanim hold that the Mayim Kayim has to be applied to make the Kli Chodosh in Metzora.
Right.
However, when we now paste that back into the Rebbe Yishuv, back into the Kli that they would hold specifically for Seita. They say the Kli has to be Chodosh, but we don't have to import them.
That would that you're right.
Yeah, so, and we don't have to import the Eretz and all those. Just the Kli. Just, so that's why I said it's a mir on the Kli. That's what I'm saying. That the Rabbanim would hold.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what Tosfos wants to say.
The Kli. Only just
exactly. It's one din.
Extract the Kli.
Exactly. Not like the Gezeirah Shavah that everything has to come across. This is exactly what Tosfos wants, I think, is saying. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. So where were we? Right. But al kli levad. This is exactly what you're saying. But al kli levad kapid. Right. It's just a din on the kli. And now this gets into what I was saying before, that there's a gear in our thing. And you look on the side. Yeah. It says shel cheres chadasha. Right. If you look on in the Mishnah itself, on this little bet. Yeah. Says ksav yad says adds into the Mishnah chadasha. Which would mean that it's a bit kind of awkward because that stam is like Rabbanon, yeah? Right? Or Perek Beit Zavachim, and also there's another Mishnah that also says Chadasha, right? Right. It says elsewhere, sorry, that Shekol Memus Kesherim Lekiddush, right? The Hainu Mekiel. And also we know that you don't need Mayim Chaim, that's a stam Mishnah, right? You don't need Mayim Chaim, but Afilu Einem Mayim Chaim. So you've got one Mishnah, our Mishnah, according to his Gersa, it says Chadasha, and there's another Stam Mishnah that says you don't, not like Rabbi Shmuel, says you don't need Mayim Chaim. So Lechora, two Stam Mishnahs, that would only make sense if we say this is according to Rabbanon. Yeah? The Chena Rambam, that's how, and in fact, that's how the Rambam paskins, by the way. Yeah? So.
You found it in the end, the source.
What?
How you were learning.
Yeah.
You found the source of Yom Tov.
I'll get on to this. So this is how the Rambam paskins, right? So the Rambam paskins two things. You need a Kli Chadash, yeah, right? And also he holds that you make your is fine. Yeah, you don't need Mayim Chaim. Yeah, fine. So that's number six. Yeah. Okay. Now I want to.
Oh, now I see. Because
you are. We're gonna see soon. Yeah. So let's actually jump now a sec to number nine, yeah? And then number nine, I just want to point out Tosfos' question, yeah? So on the next section, right, we then say, right, a new Amarava, lo shanu ela shalonis akmu, right, panav. It hasn't become blackened. Avan nis akmu panav psulim, right? So, okay, fine, yeah? So Tosfos has a question with that, because where do we learn that from, yeah? That if it's become blackened, if it's changed, and the water's become, like, you know, it's because it's learned from the waters, yeah? The waters haven't changed, so too here, this Kli can't have changed. So there's this Tosfos, yeah, right, that says this question, yeah? Umam maim shlo nishtanu. So if you look at number nine, yeah, Tosfos says, Tema, I've got a question. Tamach de mekiyohen, here the din is the mekiyoh, right? Umekiyoh kashem mei mikvah. And mekiyoh is okay to have mei mikvah, right? Umei mikvah, right, and what's the din of mei mikvah? Nei mikvah shdishdanu marehem. Right, let's say you put in colouring into the mikvah waters. Yeah, what's the din? Yeah, what happens if you decide, you know what, let's have purple mikvah waters? How about that? Yeah, that would attract people to come to the mikvah. Yeah, don't know. Let's say it happens. Yeah.
No, for example, I went to the Kehillah mikvah on Lachish once, and it was white because sometimes they put like this, you know, things to kill the bugs and stuff in it.
and it changes the colour.
So what is the din? What is the din of mikvah water that's changed a colour? The answer is kasher. It's kosher, right? The titanim b'meseches mikvahos, yeah? Demeitseva ain poslim b'mikvah, right? B'shinui mara, right? There's no problem in the fact. So now we've come to a place, yeah, where we're saying, wait a sec, yeah? The whole thing that you're not meant to have it blackened is learnt from waters, yeah? Right? And yet we know that the waters, it doesn't matter if they've changed colour. So what's going on, right? The Nira, says Tosafos, the Hachanami asmachta ba'alma in Hachanami, that this learning from the waters, yeah, right, from the Sota waters, yeah, is just an asmachta, who? Veleke ela psula de Rabbanon, yeah? So, i.e., it comes out from Tosafos, yeah, that even though Rava says this is all learned, yeah, from the waters, and Lachor, we're talking about the Mesota, and the Mesota, according to the whole Cheshbon and Tosafos, can be mikvah waters, right, and mikvah waters, we know you can change colour, it's all fine, yeah? But that is, according to Tosafos, it's not, you know, it's only to Rabbanon, it's basically it's a smachta. Because if you were learning from Mesota, it should turn out there's no problem if it comes black. Yeah? Okay, so with that in mind, the very last thing I want to say, yeah, is if we go back a bit to number six, yeah? Right? Is that number six? No, sorry, number eight, yeah? We've done six, yeah? So Amarava, Lo Shanu Ela Shinon Yisak Mupanav, right? So what does this exclude that becomes blackened, yeah? Right? And what opinion are we talking about, right? So according to Rashi, I won't tell you all the Rashi inside, but basically it's kind of pretty simple. It's the way that we learnt it and the test, everything like that, Pashtus, yeah? At this stage, right, we're actually switching, we're talking within Rabbanon. So until now we've been talking within Rabbi Shmuel, like not like we were saying in the Tosafos Yontif. And now we're coming and giving a drasha, even according to the Rabbanon, yeah, who don't hold that you need chadasha, yeah, you don't hold, you know, there's any limit, yeah, but still, right, even though the kli doesn't need to be new, there is one limit, yeah, it can't be blackened, right, and so Rashi says it can't be blackened from the fire, i.e., yeah, you're using it in fire, right, you know, you're using your hot kind of jug, yeah, to heat up things, yeah. And yeah, it doesn't need to be a new thing, right? The new kli that you're using, but it can't be that it's become changed appearance and become blackened by the fire. That's what Rashi says, right? Now the Rambam, yeah, if you look at number eight, quoted here, yeah? So he says differently, yeah? He says, first of all, he says that it needs to be a kli cheresh hadasha, right? And that nothing's been done to it. So let's, I mean, if you look inside here, the Rambam, he says, V'achakach maybe kli cheres shalom, it should say, shalom naaseh bo melacha. It has to be new, it never used, yeah? Ma'olam, never used, yeah? So he's holding, like we said, that even the Rabbanon hold that has to be chadasha, right? So, and he carries on, V'lo yireh kli bala ba'orech hazman, which means he's understanding his atman was different. It doesn't mean, yeah, that it's become blackened in the fire, right? Because obviously, if you've used it in the fire, then it's disqualified anyway, right? But he says, right, it has to be, right, that it hasn't been become, yeah, kind of worn just by time, yeah? And basically, the explanation given on that, the Radal is, yeah, it means that it can't come, like, really dusty and gross and, like, horrible looking just because you've left it on the shelf for a year, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So it's changed appearance just by virtue of the elapse of time, yeah? So he has a completely different learning, yeah, for what this drasha is, yeah? So bottom line is, I wanted to suggest, yeah, chiddush, yeah? I wanted to say, according to the Rambam, if this whole drasha, yeah, klisha amakavar, is in fact coming according to the Rabbanon, yeah? So even according to the Rabbanon, yeah? So I want to suggest, not like Rashi, that this drasha maybe, yeah, of Rava, where he's comparing it to the waters, yeah? Maybe actually the waters we're comparing it to aren't the Sota waters, yeah? But rather, right, they're the actual waters, yeah, in the Metzora. So what does that mean, yeah? Within the din of the Metzora, the Kli Cheres of the Metzora is compared to the Maim Chaim of the Metzora, right? And that Maim Chaim, by the way, of course, yeah, is Taka Maim Chaim. It's not Mikvah waters, yeah? But once we see, right, that there's a comparison there, that means, yeah, that the kli for the Metzora, right, can't be nishtana, it can't have changed appearance in any way. And we then, even according to the Rabbanon, we then learn out the kli that Amar Kavar. So our kli is learnt out from that kli. So that means that our kli, yeah, can't have changed appearance. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you say that, Tosafos' whole kasha falls away. Tosafos' kasha is gebot on the fact that he was assuming the waters we're learning from are the Sota waters. And the Sota waters, we know that they can be mikvah waters. But if the waters we're learning from, the Mayim Chayim, right, from the Mitzora, right? Even though we don't actually learn that Maim Chaim directly across, yeah? It's, you know, it's just Maim Chaim is telling us, is how we know that the Kli Cheres is about the Kli Cheres in the Mitzora. And then we learn that Kli Cheres across. We don't learn across the Maim Chaim. We can use mikvah waters, yeah? But still, since it's the Maim Chaim that teaches us that it shouldn't be blackened indirectly, right, from the Torah, so therefore the kasha of Tosis falls away, according to Rambam. Anyway, that's a bit of a chiddush. I haven't seen anyone say that, but...
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you can take chiddush once in a while. Just
yeah, know. But I mean, the Rambam seems to be said in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how the Rambam is in the Gemara. I think it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Shvarkel, Saka, Shvartov. Yeah, very good. Beautiful. But a kiddush, yeah, you're going to say, Ein beis mikdash li kiddush. Yeah, gewaldi. Tired this week. That was good though. Shkoyach Pinchas. Did you know Mr. Udwin? Not so much. Very vaguely. Yeah. Right. But, shocking for sure. It wasn't so close. I mean, it wasn't like such, you know, he frequented. It wasn't.
Yeah. Like, you went to a few shuls.
Yeah, he went to a few.
I mean, at his Leviah, like, you know, they had Rav Kleinfeld spoke and Ganesh?
Rav Ganesh also, yeah. Was Rav Lewin there?